In this screencast, we're going to talk about the basics of using Feature Builder to create simple Visual Studio extensibility. We're going to add a menu item to the Tools menu and connect it up with a command. Then we're going to build a custom command. Then we're going to add a parameter to our custom command. And then finally, we're going to add a link launch point and invoke the same command from our guidance. So we begin by saying File New Feature Builder. We pick Feature Extension Template. And associating things with the tools menus and so forth is done by using the feature commands DSL. So we'll go to the toolbox. We'll bring on what's called a Visual Studio launch point, which is how we specify we want menus, either context menus or top level menus. We'll press F4, go and choose a location for that. As we said, we're going to put it on the tools menu, but as you can see, you can put it on any menu in Visual Studio, including a variety of context menus, including the UML Explorer. So we're going to pick Tools, and we're going to call this one Hello Feature Builder. And then we need to connect up our launch point to some code in order for it to do something, so we'll drag over our command binding. And we'll connect the two. And now we'll provide a message for our show message command. And then we can simply control F5, which will launch the experimental instance of Visual Studio and create an instance of our feature using the built-in project template, and our menu will show up on the tools menu. Behind the scenes here, using a Visual Studio launch point actually creates a VSCT XML file and does all the heavy lifting for hooking up menu items to locations within Visual Studio. And the command binding is connecting up to a command that's in our built-in command library. In the second part of this video, we'll actually build our own command and hook it up to our own command. Our build is complete. Experimental instance is launching. And now we'll go create an instance of our feature. Which will be found under the Visual C section. Our feature is called Feature Extension 2. Now, once Visual Studio finishes starting up here, we'll find Hello Feature Builder under the Tools menu, and we select it, and there's Hello there. So now we'll quit the experimental instance, and we'll go back now and create our own custom command and attach this binding to the command. The reason for using command bindings is it allows us to set the parameters so that you can have a command that takes parameters. For example, our show message command takes a message parameter, and you can have multiple instances of that parameter with different values for the parameters for each instance, for each binding. So we'll come back to our solution. In this case, we'll go back to our guidance, because we know if we go to the commands guidance, we can just click on this link launch point here, and it'll automatically unfold an item template and give us a command to work with. We know we're going to want to do a message box, so we're going to say using system.windows.forms, and down here in the execute method, now we're going to say message box.show custom command. And now, as we did in the introductory video, we're going to build the library project, because our designer requires the code to be built in order for us to use it in within command bindings. Library project's built. We'll come back to our DSL, and we'll look at the show message, go back to properties, and change from the built-in command to our custom command, which we just left called command 1. And as you notice, command 1 doesn't have any arguments, so the property there that helped us define the message is gone because this command doesn't have any arguments. We'll go ahead and control F5 and run this, and then we'll come back and add an argument to command 1, and you'll be able to see how the command binding works with the command arguments. All right. Because we're continuing to work with the same feature extension and the same menu items, we don't have to create a new instance each time. We can simply go back and reopen the project we had before. And now when we go up to the Tools menu, there's Hello Feature Builder. And now when we run it, after Visual Studio gets started up, there's Custom Command. So now let's go back to our Custom Command, which is here. And let's add a parameter. To add a parameter, all you have to do is create a public property. So we'll say public parameter 1, public string parameter 1, get set. In fact, let's add 2. Public string parameter 2, get set. And let's spell parameter 1 correctly. There we go. So we got our 2 parameters. Now let's just change our message box here. We got to have a semicolon there. Change our message box to say parameter 1 with a blank in the middle plus parameter 2. So once again, we'll compile the library project. You could compile the entire solution. It's just faster to compile just the library project. And now when we come back to our DSL and select our commands and select our properties, you'll notice that there's 2 parameters for it. So we can go and specify the values for those parameters. You can see that you can provide both a value as a string or a value provider. We'll get into value providers in more detail in one of the later screencasts, but for now we're just going to say hello in this parameter, and we're going to say world in that parameter. And now, once again, we'll control F5 and build. The reason for using value providers is it allows you to do things like extract pieces of the live solution or even invoke wizards. So once more, we'll open up our solution. And we'll go to the Tools menu and select Hello Feature Builder. And there's Hello World combined from our 2 parameters. Finally, one of the things that we want to finish up with is in this screencast is a description of the other kinds of launch points. You can see over here in the description of launch points, we have menu launch points, link launch points, template launch points, and a description of command bindings. The process guidance for the feature builder contains full detail on all of these aspects of building feature extensions. In this particular case, we're going to create a link launch point, which is going to now allow us to put that into a process guidance, into the map for this feature extension. So we'll go back to the toolbox. We will drag a link launch point onto the designer surface here. Link launch points don't have any user experience in terms of something they display because they're used as hyperlinks in your documentation. You can put anything as the main text in front of the hyperlink, but we do have to connect this link launch point with the command binding. And then, in order to be able to put that hyperlink into our document, we can simply come to the link launch point and say, copy the link, which puts the link for that launch point onto the clipboard. Now, where are we going to put that link? We're going to put that into the document that's associated with the process guidance for this particular feature extension. Feature extensions come with an activity diagram that has simply an overview. So we're going to go and edit the text that goes along with that overview, which is here in the content process guidance directory. Now, if I use Visual Studio by default and double-click on an MHT file, it's going to open up as XML in Visual Studio. But if we right-click and say Open With, and then select the Microsoft Office component and say Set as Default before you click OK, now every time when you double click on one of these, it'll go ahead and open up Microsoft Word, whatever edition of Word that you have. And there we go. There's Microsoft Word with our default content. So we're going to edit this, and we're going to say, please click on my link launch point to say hello. And then we're going to go back to my link launch point, and we're going to right-click on that and say hyperlink. Remember that the contents of the link launch point are on the clipboard, so we'll come down to the address line and paste. And there you can see what a link launch point looks like. It's got the launch point protocol, it has the name of the feature extension, and then the name of the launch point. That's it. We will save this, and we will quit. And then we're going to come to this diagram and say generate workflow code. And we'll go back here just to be sure. And we'll say generate command bindings and launch points. Normally that's all done by the saving of the files. Sometimes it's good just to double check and make sure that everything got done the way you wanted to. You can see over here in the generated code folder, there's our link launch point. If things behave incorrectly, the best thing to do to double check is to go to these two diagrams and right click and manually generate their code. So at the end of the screencast, we're going to finally say Control F5 one last time. Open up our project. And now, once everything's open, if we look at the guidance for our project, we can see here's my link launch point, so I'm going to click on that. And there's our hello world from our custom command with its two custom parameters. And that's it for part one, where we talked about Visual Studio launch points and link launch points. Parts 4, 5, and 6 talk about value providers, conditions, and modeling launch points.